I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so it's Friday, which means Little Victories. Mm-hmm. We're working our way to the weekend, and I'm actually excited because it's Taylor Swift Day in my world.
Yeah.
Taylor's album came out last night. I may have been laying there at 5 a.m. reading the lyrics.
Maybe, definitely, whatever.
Probably.
Potato, potato.
But Taylor's album is out, everybody. Let's go. T-Swift, baby. So that's my little victory. We have a new album.
Shout out to all the showgirls right now wearing sequins.
Yes. We're wearing, I thought it was red. It's actually orange and mint green are the colors.
Oh, excuse us.
I'm sorry. I'm colorblind, apparently. Anyway,
we'll get checked for that later.
What's your little victory?
Bro, my little victory is that today's October 3rd.
Uh-huh. Taylor Swift Day, I know.
Well, yes, but you know.
Like, damn it, Allie.
Coincidentally, she dropped it on Mean Girls Day.
I know, which everyone thinks is all a plan.
October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. My little victory is that
it's Taylor Swift Day. That's what day it is.
I'm low-key outing myself as a Mean Girls fan.
Yes. And I wouldn't be friends with you if you weren't. So I love that about
you. So somehow my brain was actively recognizing that today was Mean Girls Day, and that's my little victory. Wepa.
That's so funny. All right. Well, it's going to be a great day. It's not only Mean Girls Day. It's Taylor Swift release album day.
The life of a showgirl.
Last chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets before they're in town in what, like 9 days?
We said last, we said nine, yeah, we said all that.
Yep. And it's Friday.
Come on.
So let's go.
Wepa.
The question of the day is coming up next, everybody. Don't go anywhere after we got a little K-pop for you. You're welcome.
You are very welcome.
You're very welcome. All right. More about Taylor Swift's album. Just kidding, DZ. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
The question of the day is next. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Well, the question of the day has to do with when you are officially old. And so they did a new study with children to ask them.
Oh, you asked the kids?
They asked kids. This is great. Okay, this is great. They asked kids, what is the age where you are officially old?
Oh, God. I don't even want
to
know.
According to a new survey of children.
What were the age ranges of these kids, man?
I don't know. They were kids under 18, okay?
Clearly.
The age, according to children, it's actually higher than I thought they were going to go. I thought they were going to say like 26, but
really
they
not.
Didn't.
Oh.
49.
49
and
is old?
And now that I'm in my 40s, I realize that's not
no,
old
it's
at
not.
All. But according to kids, when you hit 49, you are officially old. And I thought that was really funny that they surveyed kids. They also said when they did this amongst youngsters, they think adults stop having fun at the age of 30. That's what all of the kids...
Well, they're not wrong.
It was really like 28. But no, it was 19 when I got bills. That's when I stopped having fun, okay? No, but I thought this was really funny that they asked all these children, one, what's the age where you're officially old? And two, what age do you stop having fun? 49 was the oldest, 30 was no more fun. So seriously, DZ, when do you think, what age are you officially old?
I think you're officially old once you're well into your 60s.
Okay. Retired.
Retired. You're kind of like chilling, or you're getting close to retiring if you're not retired yet.
You know why I agree with you? That it's got to be at least 60, because as I've gotten older, I would have said like 50 back in the day. Yeah. Look at J-Lo. J-Lo is 52 or something. 53 now. I'm sorry, 50's not old. No. I don't care what any, but look at J-Lo.
Well, yeah.
That being said, people work into their 60s, which means they are more than capable functioning adults. So if, let's say the ideal retirement age is 62. Most people aren't doing that. No. But if you save correctly, it's 62.
That'd be great.
Okay. And you got what your 401k, let's say. Then I'll say old, because now we're no longer letting you in the workforce. We're making you go sit on the beach and la-di-da.
Once you got the AARP card.
You're basically acting like a kid, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're back. You can regress. And once you do whatever you want to do all day long, you're it. You're old and you just enjoy it, right? Okay, pop. All right, mama.
So I agree. 60s, because we basically say stop working. Yeah. Your brain starts deteriorating. Like all your body starts deteriorating.
And of course, you know, old is a concept of the body, the mind, the self. Because there's people that are well into their 60s and well past their 60s that are going crazy.
Look at some of the 90-year-olds who are functioning. Look at Betty White when she died in her 90s with it.
Shout out my neighbor, Hertha, dog. She is in her 90s doing more than me.
Dang.
No, I'm serious. She is active. She is the 90-year-old grandmother outside shoveling her driveway, shoveling her walkway in the snow. And I go, Hertha, let me handle that.
But
she's like, nah, I got to stay.
She's like,
I got this. I'm like, all right, big dog.
It keeps her in shape. Oof. Yeah.
My grandfather was like that. Yeah. Lord rest his soul, Papito Narciso. We love you in heaven, man. But he was so active. This man walked. I don't want to shortchange this because it was around 12 to 15 miles every single morning.
What?
Up until COVID happened, this man would walk
12? That's a marathon. That's half a marathon.
Me and my wife did
more
this.
More than half a marathon.
We did this walk with him one morning.
And you died.
I don't know how
Your feet hurt?
My feet.
Your
my
legs.
My back. My neck.
You probably thought you were going to die.
My weenus.
Right. What's a weenus? Your elbow?
Your elbow tip. Your elbow tip.
Like, what's a weenus?
But bro, my elbows hurt. I was like, bro, what are you? Papito, come on.
That's crazy.
Some of these old heads really do push the boundaries. So old is the mind, and when you let it happen, right?
Wow.
So you have to let it happen, but
most
people start to let it happen around 60s.
That's fair. Okay, so the question of the day is, at what age are you officially old? Should we go to the phones? Because they're all ringing again, of course. You pick one. I'll let you pick it. We're talking about what age you're officially old. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Waylon and Trail.
Oh, it's Waylon.
He was one of the kids that got surveyed.
Yeah.
Waylon.
Waylon, did you hear this? Kids think that you're officially old at the age of 49. What do you think?
Answer carefully, buddy.
I feel like it's 41.
Goodbye, Waylon.
Well, I said answer carefully,
Goodbye.
Not dangerously. Poppy.
I shouldn't tell you how old I am. Waylon, wait, hold on. Waylon, how old do you think I am? You're not going to hurt my feelings. You probably don't care either way. But how old do you think I am?
42.
You think I'm 42? Okay, so then I would be old, right? Yeah.
Yeah, under his math.
Yeah, I'd be really
You're
old.
You're 1 year old, though. 1 year
Only
into the
Only
1 year
older. Well, that's unfortunate, Waylon, because I'm older than that. But thank you for calling, Waylon. Can't wait to see you when you come visit us.
Y'all have a great morning, man. We
Bye,
love y'all.
Guys.
Man. Peace. He said, listen, 41 and I'm standing no business.
Did he just call in and say 41's old, but Allie, I think you're 42?
I think he was calling in to call you old, Allie. No,
Waylon,
jokes.
You hurt my feelings.
Jokes.
Listen to this. I never care about age. All of a sudden, I'm offended. Please, screw that.
I'm sorry, but...
I don't care. I'm 46 and proud. Well, let's go, baby.
49 is definitely not old.
Well, they must think 49 because you're so close to 50. But then again, I put the J-Lo out there and I go, forget it. You look at J-Lo, 50 isn't old anymore. It used to be.
And think about what we've always done our whole lives with the 50s, right? Once you hit 50, they say, over the hill.
It was always your soul.
So at the same time, it really hasn't changed since when we were a kid.
It was 50.
Thinking about it, I was like, yeah.
You're so right about the over the hill stuff starts at 50. You're
Nobody
so
ever
right.
mentioned, like, you just always ribbed about it. Like, oh, you're in your 30s. Now you start to feel them aches and pains. Oh, you're in your 40s. Oh, some.
Well, now that we're living to like 110, if you're really healthy, we should make the hill at 60. So we need to like make it older, right? The hill.
You know what? This might be our hill. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. The question of the day, what age are you officially old? Because children were surveyed and said 49.
Ooh.
Forget y'all.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
This is the best. They surveyed kids and said, when are you officially old? And the kids said 49. They said, but they also asked them, well, when do you stop having fun? And all the kids said
30.
30, and I really lost
it. They got pretty good guesses. I ain't even gonna hold them, even though this is why we say bleep them kids.
When you're a kid, everyone's old. And I've said this before. I remember being like 19 and somebody started dating a 25-year-old and we're like, ooh, he's so old. He's 25.
He's almost 30.
Ooh, like, and that just continues through life, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get older and you go, well, that's not that old.
Until you hit about 27, 28, and then you're like, okay, I better chill out.
Shoop texted in, when your students, because he's a teacher,
yeah.
He said, when your students don't recognize your culture references, you're old.
Ooh, listen. I made some Waterboy references when I was at Harvest Fair.
And nobody got them?
No. All the adults laughed. Them kids looked at me like they were just deers in headlights.
Idea.
I was like, oh, I'm Unk. Oh, we're Unk.
Oh, yeah, we're old. Mm. Welcome Mike in Waukesha this morning. Let's see what he's going to say, because the question is, when are you officially old? What age? Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Mike, we missed you. Welcome back. What's the age where you're officially old?
I don't think you're old until you give up. I don't think you're ever old.
Oh, Mike, I respect that. I love that.
My grandpa's 90, going to be 95 in May, and he's still cutting trees with chainsaws and driving his skid loader around.
What?
Stuff. Yeah, that he's an animal. My grandma says if I don't keep him moving, he's going to die. I'm like, I think you're the one that's going to kill him.
No kidding.
No. This is exactly what happens. And Mike, don't make that man stop moving, because that's what happened with my grandfather.
That's how you deteriorate.
COVID hit. He wasn't able to go out, and after that he started having just problem after problem after problem because he couldn't maintain his lifestyle.
Same thing with my parents.
Yeah, he's entertaining, but like it's funny, my kids, like, I tell my son, because he'll be like, do you think I'm old? And he'll be like, well, kind
of.
I'm like, okay, you can shut up, man.
Sit down.
Man, we go to the skate rink. We tear it up. We tear it up at the skate park.
That ages us right there, the skating
rink.
Right there.
Mike, you're not helping your
cause. You're not rollerblading. You're skating, okay? That's us.
Dude, do you guys get videos on the text feed or no?
No, we wish. We wish.
Oh, man, I got some dope videos of some tricks, man. I'm awesome.
Stop aging yourself, Mike.
Goodbye.
We are old now.
Bye.
You bring up the roller skating rink, just stop, okay?
He
says, it's too much.
Dope skating videos. Radical.
He said dope.
I'm pretty sure he said tubular at some
point.
Man.
Well, Jody in West Dallas texted in and said, good morning. My mom is 78 and still works in housekeeping. I received an AARP card at 50. I don't feel a day over 40. Age is just a number. I do agree.
Heard.
And I agree with you, because we saw it with my mom. She was unable to play tennis anymore when she had shoulder surgery. And we have seen her mobility deteriorate as she has been, and she was very mobile before that. So you're right. If you stop moving, you deteriorate, and that's just all there is to
literally,
it.
It's
unfortunate.
And that's at any age.
I agree with you. Yes,
jinx.
Any age.
you stop moving, you lose it.
You're going to lose it. Let's
not
go.
Like riding a bike.
Let's go to Kelly in Sussex. Talk to a female.
Talk to the ladies.
Yes. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you older than me or am I older? Don't answer that.
I won't answer that.
Oh, great. I'm older. Lovely. All right, Kelly. What's the age where you're officially old?
I'm going to say around 75, only because people are more active, like you said.
Yep.
And so we're able to move around more. Like Mike said, my grandpa's 91. He's still very active. The only thing he doesn't do is drive, but he does everything else. And he's amazing at it.
Does he smoke cigarettes and eat bacon?
Probably.
No. Yes. Fake and no cigarette.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Thank God. Because you see these 95-year-olds, you're like, how in the hell are you still alive?
Well,
how?
And you want to ask them the secret to the fountain of youth, yeah. right? Like with our neighbor Hertha, she's in her well into her 90s. I want to just go,
what is
ma'am,
it?
What
it's
are
the
you
moving.
Doing?
It's the moving. It's the moving Gotta around. Be. You That's, said she's out there doing yard work. It's the moving.
It's been the only constant. Oh.
As I get older, it's the only thing I can figure out is moving your body keeps you young. I don't know how else to say it.
And her garden's immaculate.
Well, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got a hobby. All right, Kelly, thank you. Well, wait, did she say what age?
75.
75. 75. Yeah, that's really old, though. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, let's go to Brandon in Tosa. He's on day two trying to call in and get a theme song.
Okay, B.
Hey.
Yo. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What do you got? Melissa in Oak Creek. Said over the hills when you are 65.
Yeah, I'm at the road with, I will have to roll with maybe 65, okay. 66, 67 around there. As long as you keep moving,
yeah.
you can last as long as possible, to be honest. That's what my doctor always tells me.
It's true. So, hey, how old are you, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 38.
Oh, that's a good age. Yeah. But according to the kids, 30 is when you're officially, you stop having fun. Did you hear that?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Stop it. Brandon.
No, for real. 30 is like when you start getting serious, you know what I'm saying? Because like, then like reality start kicking in, you're out of your 20s.
If you haven't gotten serious. Because
right.
I was moving all over the country in my career by 23, so it's age is nothing but a number, my man. Well, some people don't know what they want until 30, and I respect that as well.
And then we happen to have something happen in our 20s where we're like, we're getting serious.
Yeah.
But we don't. And then them 30s hit, and we're like, hey, y'all, for real? I have to get serious
and
now for playing.
Then you do things like, let's say you buy a house or you buy a car for the first time, and then you realize you still don't know what you're doing and you have no idea how to be a grown-up. You're just faking it till you make it.
And we're really still not serious. Let's be honest.
I still don't know what I'm doing, okay? No clue.
You just go as is. Like,
thank you. I'm done.
Yep. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Brandon.
Appreciate you, bro. Day
it's
two.
It's true. We all grow up and none of us have any clue what we're doing. Like, we have life experience, but we're scared of everything. I'm like, I don't know how to buy a car. I guess I'll wing it until I figure it out.
Can we just all take a moment and be honest? The realization, we just had a whole conversation about when you actually are old. And the sum of this is none of us actually know because none of us feel like actual adults yet.
Thank you.
We're grown, but none of us serious that because part. We don't know what we're doing.
That part. Thank you, DZ. Enough said.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Shoop texted in and said, can you give my son Emerson a shout out on the radio? He's on the bus to school. Happy Friday. Yes, we can.
Emerson, what up, big
dog? I love that you're listening to us on the bus. That's phenomenal. We love that. Yeah. All right. So, DZ, I need your help today.
What's up? You need help?
I need help.
Okay. Let me put my good hat on then.
It's about getting a new dog.
Oh, I was going
to. Or a cat.
I was going to ask. Whoa.
I know, right? I don't really want a cat, but...
I didn't mean to yell like that. That just threw me for a loop.
I thought about it, but I don't think I could do a cat without somebody who knows how to take care of a cat like Owen, and they're just not with me all the time.
I'm here.
Yeah, but you don't live with me.
I'm with you all the time.
I don't want to do litter boxes. Let's talk dogs.
With
can we just talk dogs?
And everything.
I don't
no,
want
you
a cat.
Start, you already meow.
No, I don't want a cat. I don't want a cat. I shouldn't have said that. That was a bad idea. Okay, yeah, listen. I need help because Bella died... March of 2023.
Yeah.
And I got emotional when I got my new car because I said the day that I got my car was the day that Bella got put down.
And you associated the 2 days kind of together.
Yeah. So when I got rid of that car and got my new car recently, I was like, I'm releasing the Bella death.
Even though it wasn't planned. It's not like you went and got a car because you put the dog down.
It was a coincidence that it all worked out. It was a Saturday. I was already getting the car and that's when Bella had to be put down.
Correct.
Okay. So now it's 2025, over 2 years. That was March.
Over 2 years for sure.
Bella was 14. I adopted her with my ex-husband from the Humane Society when she was a puppy. When we split, we tried to share her. It didn't work out. I kept her, and that was the way it stayed.
Because
he was in apartments, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I kept her until she died. I miss having a dog, and
I
don't realize until I'm around everybody else. It's like when I see your dogs, Dino and Hampton, I'm like, oh. Or like when we were at the Pet Fest Paw Fest, it's called.
It is a Pet Fest.
But it's Paw Fest. They're two different things. We were at Paw Fest with Winston Swishes.
Yeah.
and we were emceeing it, and I was like struggling because I was like, oh, there's dogs everywhere.
At one point, I low-key saw you looking at all the dogs, and you're a people person,
big
right?
Big time.
And when I saw you focusing on all the dogs and not all the people, I was like, oh, yeah, she wants a dog.
I need a dog.
Oh, yeah, she need a dog bad.
Especially
in her
with
life.
The boys getting older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little more lonely now because they don't want to spend as much time with me, and it just is what it is, and they're
not
independent.
They're not at your hip
and
like
I'm
they
lost.
Used to be.
You and know, I've lost.
They're out your pockets unless they're asking for money. Let's be honest.
Now is the time to have a dog, you know what I mean? And have them have that responsibility because they only knew Bella once she was trained, ready to go, in our house, and they loved her.
They don't know the puppy stages
of
life.
Bella was like 3 or 4 when they were born.
I think, yeah. G, there's a few things you've noted that are important to me and why I would say now is probably a good time.
Why?
You still got a good chunk of years with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're growing, but they still got to go get through the rest
years
of middle
with
school,
Owen,
high school.
7 with Hudson. 5 and 7 years.
And who knows what they're trying to do for college, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not putting the pressure on them to
They're probably going
to
live with me forever because, hello, let's be real. But they better have a job.
But don't mean they ain't going to go to school
yeah.
and whatever they want to do, right? But we've got years to figure that out still.
Sure.
They're still in the preteen, teen stages of that life.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is a very formative time for them. You know how to take care of a dog. You know how to take care of pets.
Yeah.
They also have had pets before.
And they have two dogs and a cat at their father's house.
Exactly.
They already have 3 pets at the other house, too.
Right. But then also, it would be nice to have something, a little something to come home to that isn't always, you know, needing anything but love and affection and attention.
I need love.
Unconditional, unwavering, unbiased, just complete loyal love. And
sweetness.
That's something pets give. That's sweetness, right?
I need something happy and sweet in my life, especially when I'm entering the teenagers of, can I be honest, doom.
Mm-hmm.
We're entering those ages of sadness. I looked at Hudson the other day. I go, why are you so emo today? He goes, don't ever say that again. I go, you're so... just
meh.
Sad and
you're just so
meh. You're like Daria, the cartoon character. Meh. He didn't know what that meant. But
oh,
I was like, you're just so teenager.
Yeah.
And I was like, can't you snap out of it and be happy? But they're going through stuff, you know?
I think the boys are important to be involved in this, though.
Yeah,
because
it would make them happy.
It would make them happy, and it would also give them something to look forward to.
And something to walk.
Something to do.
Exercise, nature.
Because we know our boy O currently is, you know, still suffering through the sniffles or whatever from being a little under the weather. Fresh air, something to, like, not just go, hey, get
outside.
It's something to do.
To do.
Added responsibility.
That part.
It becomes one of their chores. Mm-hmm. And then,
Let's be real. It's the fence.
No, it's not. The fence is the excuse.
If the fence is the excuse, but I think that if the fence had been put back, if I had not had a broken fence, which like blew out with the weather at one point, and it wasn't enough to claim with insurance, and I never got it fixed. So one side of my fence is down. I can have a dog without a fence. I had a dog without a
Obviously.
Fence for years.
You've taken care of my dogs without a fence.
Yet here I go. I got to get my fence fixed.
But
because I think if it was fixed, I probably would have done it already.
I think
I'm using it as an excuse.
That is the best excuse and the only excuse you currently got.
Right?
Because here's the other thing is we live pretty busy lives.
Yeah.
And you got to get an animal that you can unfortunately leave.
That's the thing.
Right?
When Bella died, I went, wow, like I feel so guilty that I have freedom, but it changed my life. I could date people and stay at their house. Like I could actually live my life a little bit. Now it's like,
well, it's coordinating another life to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, don't have the boys on a night, do have a date or whatever.
Oh.
Now you got to get somebody to let the dogs out. Guess who's going to your house to let the dogs out?
Here's a perfect example. That's my next problem is yesterday we got here at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was driving home from Maguanago, because I went to the new Illum in Maguanago at 3, Owen's calling me going, I'm at home and the door's locked because I had not been home yet.
Mm.
I had had so many appointments and been busy yesterday. I did not get home till after 3.
Yeah.
Think about that with a dog.
Yes,
what would
lot.
I have done?
You would have had to have
somebody go
home,
let that dog out.
Whether
so that's another stress. We are busy.
And these are very, very much so logical reasons as to why not to get a pet.
I just don't need another stressor in the midst of a crazy busy day.
This is exactly why I'm telling you that maybe it's time to get a cat. And now
hear me out.
I know it's not necessarily, if you get a dog, you got to get an older dog. You can't get a puppy. You can't. I hate to say it, but you cannot get a puppy so I can train it.
No, you
cannot get a puppy because then you've got to be completely hands-on and that's going to wash your schedule, period.
Oh my God, I'm so confused.
You've got hours of limitations. options. You've got literal hours because you got to crate train, you got to take them out, they got to go potty. A cat does none of that. They got a litter box. They
That's
got
your
inside.
Advice?
They're chilling.
I've never had a cat, and I don't want a litter box in my house.
Girl, I will walk you through it. You can.
Dang it.
If do you want an outdoor cat? I can train your cat to be an outdoor cat.
No, I want a dog.
Well,
I want a dog.
Here's this.
In fact, I might want two dogs instead of no cat. No cat, two dogs.
You can put the, I'm trying to think because I know you're home. You can put the litter box in the garage.
No.
Get a cat door.
I'm out.
Put it in the basement somewhere where it's not in the home. Because I get it. You don't want to clean a litter box. You get a self-cleaning.
You're losing me the more you talk about a litter box.
You can get
I want
a
out.
Self-cleaning litter box. Out. You don't even got to touch it. I'm cat gang. I was against the cats my entire life until we got our first cat, G-Thang, a.k.a. Granite. And now I am a cat person.
Well, Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in. You can call or text 414-533-1037. Yes, get a dog. I know you and the boys enjoyed meeting my doggo. It's time. Yeah, I was loving Natalie's dog at Pet Fest. Somebody said, Allie, you got to go to the Humane Society today now. No, I actually told our friends at Winston's Wishes I would adopt through them when the time comes because I will. So I will be adopting through them this time, assuming they have a dog that matches. Well, but I don't know when.
I think you get a dog and a cat. You got to get an older dog and a kitten, a baby cat.
Paulina in Milwaukee, cats, and
I'm
all
cats. You train that cat like a dog, that is going to be the coolest cat you own and the coolest cat anybody knows. Everybody
There's
loves
only
Granite.
Room for one kitty in that house.
Okay.
I am the queen.
The phones are ringing, boy. Let's get you out of here.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so today's issue is me trying to decide when to get a dog again after a pet death. When do you get a pet again after a pet death?
Honestly, and the real answer is when you feel ready. But I think you've been ready for a while and just
have been
talking about the fence for a bit being an excuse.
I haven't
which
used it.
Is not.
It's
and
not.
And quite frankly,
matter.
The only genuine excuse is how busy we are.
Yeah.
And the amount of time that you would have to invest with wanting a puppy, not an older dog, not a trained dog, a housebroken dog. That's hard. That's tough. And if you want a puppy, I get it because the boys need to have a hand in this.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And then you could train it the way you want to train it. You don't got to worry about changing ways or nothing like that. But you could do that with a cat.
I don't
you
want
to do
a
that
cat.
With a cat. Just think
Fine.
Of how cool of a cat you,
know
you
what?
Could have.
Just go to Brandy in Sheboygan. Let's see what the listeners say. Hi, Brandy. Good morning.
Good morning. I got to agree with DZ.
Yes.
What? Do you think I should get
Brandy.
A cat? Really?
No, I've been in this exact situation. I had a dog for 15 years.
Yeah.
I had a dog for 15 years and it passed away and she was like my little princess. Oh. Then we get a dog, we got a puppy, and he's almost 2 years old and he's a holy terror. Like you have to watch him like a toddler. Like everything they put in their mouth, it's like, oh my gosh, like, they're falling down the stairs.
It's
like having a toddler.
It's so true.
Don't do it.
She was just driving a kid,
Don't
in my opinion.
You're right, but it's a shorter toddler. It's like 6 months versus 3 years. It's different.
Mine's too old.
She said her toddler's
too. Holes in my furniture, my carpet.
Yeah.
Get a cat.
You don't
get a cat. And my husband's
no way.
Like.
No way,
no,
I want
listen.
A dog.
Hear her
listen,
out.
Trust
okay.
me.
Listen, okay. Linda,
trust
listen.
Me.
But then, okay, here's my fear. Here's my fear, Brandy, is that I get a cat, mm-hmm. and then I want a dog, and then they don't merge, and then we got problems. And then I'm like, bye, cat.
I mean, I'll take the cat if it doesn't work out.
No, I can't adopt an animal and then give it up. It's not in my DNA.
No,
we'll adopt it from
you don't have to.
No.
You really don't. You
they,
get a kitten,
they
you
will
train
get
it the
along,
way
and
want.
They're funny.
Mm-hmm.
They are funny
Listen,
when they argue and like
sister,
go back and forth.
My sister's cat has the only reason I've considered it because Whiskers makes me laugh, and I met this cat, and now it comes and talks. Like the other, remember I said I was crying, and it came to
and
the phone.
Dog, yeah. cats are so
again.
Intuitive too.
It's crazy.
Cats, they're healing. They're purr. Oh my god. Goodness, man. I don't know.
But I don't like it because they're more inside and I want to, you know, I like the outside.
Our cat loves outdoors. Why you think she was missing for almost a week on the show? Remember when we lost Granite?
I would have a heart attack. See,
well,
that would stress me out.
You'd be stressed out with a dog getting loose too, so there's no difference.
I lost
on it.
Bella once and Hawes had her and I cried. I was hysterical. I feel like the worst owner ever.
You get a cat,
she
especially
got out with
a kitten.
Kids.
You train that kitten the way you want, like a dog. And then you say, oh, I still want a dog. Now you can go ahead and get that dog. Get All you right. a puppy and that dog and that cat will grow up to be the the bestest of friends.
No thanks, but thanks for calling,
cat
Brandy.
Cat dog. Appreciate you, Brandy. Bye.
All right, Nicole from Aaron texted in, like Aaron the city.
Got it.
She said, on the dog front, I work full time and have 3 kids. I work 9 10-hour days. Mm. If I have to stop somewhere on the way home, the days are sometimes 12 hours, and my 3 large dogs are just fine. Is it ideal? No, I hate it. But they're perfectly fine when we get home. No accidents. Happy dogs.
Well, and if there is an accident, it happens.
When you got 3 dogs that are trained, that's different.
They keep
know?
Each other busy, too. Them 3 dogs keep each other busy. If you got one dog, that would, I think, be worse.
Mike and Waukesha texted, and we have 2 dogs, 1 cat, 2 turtles, and 5 fish. They'll get along.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. All right, go to, how about Saucy this morning? Lord help us.
She's about to say cat, too. I bet you.
Saucy better not. You guys, I've never had a cat. I'm a dog person. Can you just accept it?
Everybody says they're a dog person.
You're a dog person.
Until they get a cool cat.
Thank you.
And your feelings are valid, but.
But, thank you.
I love when she says your feelings are valid, but I'm about to light you up.
let's get out of the fantasy of, oh, it's going to be great. Owen and Hudson are going to take him for a walk.
Mm-hmm. And then they're going to ignore him.
Exercise.
And then I'm going to do everything. Is that where you're
going? You're going to be doing everything.
That's right.
Say goodbye to your dating life.
That's right.
No more dumpster fire dating.
Ding, ding, ding. And I watched what happened with my sister. She got it when her kids got around this age. And she's now the dog is like her spouse. Her husband probably doesn't even sleep in the bed.
Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Like, Jenny, my sister, I go, you need to stop being so obsessed with Roxy. The kids are nowhere to be found. Nowhere.
That's her baby.
Yeah, that's her new baby. That's what's going to happen. And I'm going to stop dating and I'm going to be in the house with my dog all
day.
What
happened with a cat?
Right. So I think this is just an excuse to stop your dating life and not
well,
be
I could
serious
use a few.
About your dating life.
Ooh, saucy.
Sorry
talk.
I'm sitting here, but well. that's how it is. Why do you want to get a dog? Because of companionship and loneliness?
So she's saying don't get a pet, period.
Because I'll tell you what, if you
hey,
if you don't want to get a cat, that's on you. You're not a cat person.
Sure,
and she's
but
right.
If you're looking for companionship and something that you're not going to have to step up that much to, get them fish.
No, I do like feeding my neighbor's fish, but I'm not into fish. Listen, as
you
far as keeping something alive, I'm working on the orchid you gave me for my birthday, DZ. Like, I actually.
That's still alive?
Yes!
That thing is still alive?
I have been so proud of myself.
No,
good
shake my
you.
Hand.
Thank you.
Shake my hand like a business transaction. That thing is alive.
I need you
I'm
to come over and help me move it to a bigger pot, but it's still alive, and I have been living through this orchid all year.
Like, oh, you're ready for a pet. You know, you're ready for something.
I'm very devoted
it definitely
to keeping
ain't no fish,
this,
though,
this
sauce.
Thank you.
Listen, she doesn't have the time. Quit forcing a pet on her.
A cat doesn't take up that much time.
I don't want the cat.
100%, but she's already said she doesn't want a cat.
Thank
so
you, Saucy. Thank you.
Her
you know what?
Fine.
Thank you for having my back on this. I love you, Saucy. Have a good
day.
I
love you, too, and I love cats as well.
But don't get a pet, period. I got you.
Period.
Bye, Sauce. Much
She's
love.
Not wrong.
Much love. Bye.
I'm very busy. I missed my son's doctor appointment yesterday. That's how busy we are.
That.
I am overwhelmed with life, and you can see it coming out. You had to give me a hug this morning. I'm so fired up about it. I'm overwhelmed. Like, where am I going to fit a dog?
You face
sweating.
Good.
Sweating. Meow. I don't even know if we need Melissa and Kenosha.
Meow,
what does she
meow,
want to say?
Meow, 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 meow,
you guys are
meow,
stressing
meow,
me out.
Meow,
should I get
meow,
another
meow,
dog? It's been 2 years since Bella died. And everyone is texting in to get a cat and get one of each.
Well, Saucy was really right, though. For real, honestly, the boys are going to help for maybe a month.
They're not going
to
help.
And then it's going to be on you to remind them to take care of the
dog.
Every
parent does this and then the teens disappear.
Yeah.
They're not going to help.
They're not going to help. I already know. I've seen it happen with multiple families, including my niece and nephew at my sister's house. I rest my case.
We have 3 dogs. And I have a 20-year-old son.
Who doesn't help.
A 5-year-old daughter.
Shout out, Melissa.
And a 3-year-old daughter. And the third dog is technically the 20-year-old son's, but guess who's taking care of it?
You.
Not the 20-year-old son.
Nope. You.
Nope.
You.
Don't do it, Allie. Be free. I understand you miss Bella.
I do.
And you got that love and everything.
but be free. For once, be free and not get a pet.
I feel like I've been free.
Why don't you
for
foster?
2 years.
I know this is
because
a late
then
thought.
I'm going to adopt them all.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone I foster, I'm like, give it to me
and
right now.
And then you'll
now.
Be the crazy dog mom.
It's like, I couldn't.
I thought about that too, but I would probably be the
I
same
would
way
adopt them
Ellie,
all.
Like, yeah, I'll just keep it.
I'll just keep it.
Same thing with kids.
I'll just keep it.
If I fostered a kid, I'd be I'll like, I'm keeping you. I'm keeping you. You're mine.
You're mine now. I love you.
I love you. I love you. When you had those sentimental times, be like, hey, sister, can I borrow your dog?
Hey, DZ, you want to take all of my pets? You can have all of my pets
I'll
if you're feeling
Dino
emotional.
I'll take Dino and Hampton.
You want them for this weekend?
I mean,
maybe.
I have a very
no,
lovely Yorkie. She's only one.
Aw.
She's fixed. I mean, you could borrow her
no,
any day of the week.
I'm into big dogs now.
Big
sorry.
Dogs only.
I'm over the little dog fantasy. I need big dogs after Bella.
Melissa and Saucy both said, nah, don't mm-hmm. do it, mamas. Don't do it. You're going to hate it.
I think
it.
They're keeping it
don't
real.
It.
I think they're saying, enjoy your freedom, live your life, and when it happens,
but
it'll happen.
Isn't that what you want us to do? Like,
keep it
like,
real.
I want you keep to keep it real because I think you're right. If I'm missing Owen's doctor appointment because I've got too many appointments, how am I supposed to get home and feed a dog? Like, let's be real.
When you put it like that.
And then
honestly,
you have doctor's appointments with a dog.
That's the thing.
Mm.
Responsibilities, money.
I know. Ooh, you know
I'm
what?
Sitting here saying I need a vacation. Then what?
The shine
He's
wore
single.
Off of this so fast,
See?
Bro. You know, now I don't want any pets
there,
any longer.
Listen,
bro.
There will be.
We got three pets up for adoption.
Stop!
He just saved everything in two phone calls.
Come on.
Appreciate y'all.
Bye.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so they want to know if they're the jerk for leaving when their sister-in-law comes to town.
Well, whoa.
DZ?
Whoa.
I know you're going to be shocked. They said, please keep this confidential.
Okay.
Obviously.
Well, I mean, where are they going to go? They're going.
I don't know.
I'm listening.
You can always send us an email if you have a moral dilemma. It's just amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Super easy. Or just slide into our DMs. This is what they did. They said, please keep this confidential. Allie and DZ.
Christmas protection. Here we go.
You got it. My wife's sister often comes to town and insists on staying with us. She has two other parents she could stay with, her mom or dad, but they don't get along. So by default, it always ends up being our house.
Mm-hmm.
She can't really afford a hotel, so we end up being the only option. The problem is, I don't really enjoy having her around. We clash personally, politically, how she handles her kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's messy, breaks things, and after she leaves, I have to schedule extra cleanings. Okay, you're being dramatic, but okay.
But you
also,
you're particular.
I get it.
I hear it.
She travels with two kids, is stressed out, disrupts our child's routine, affects their school performance. So, coming up, she plans to arrive at our house days before we all go on a family vacation together.
Okay.
In the past, I'd escape and leave the house for a few days, but my wife says that makes it obvious.
I mean, not necessarily.
To her sister that I don't want to be around, which makes things awkward between them. Now I feel stuck having to stay home, pretending everything's fine when it's not.
I hear you, buddy.
It will also drive me to be over it before we even go on the family trip.
I was thinking that too. It's because they're going on a vacation mm-hmm. already. He's going, I can't take you before and during.
He said, since my parents will be out of town during her visit, I'm proposing to stay at their place and just joining everyone for the main trip. I don't see why our house should always be the default host.
He said, I'll house sit y'all house.
Uh-huh, especially when it causes stress and tension.
I'll water the plants.
What the hell? I love my wife and respect family, and I understand wanting to support her sister, but I'm at my limit.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for refusing to be the automatic host or for planning to stay somewhere else during her visit? Oh my gosh, yes, you are.
You know your boundaries, though.
Let me tell you why. I actually weirdly relate to this. My brother-in-law, Mark,
yeah.
I swear to God, he hides every time we come to town. Every
he hides?
Hides.
Stop it.
When he actually goes out to dinner with us, I'm shocked. Like, for years, he was involved.
Okay.
And I think he got sick of the crazy family dynamic that happens when you get me and my sisters and my parents together. It's wild. I'm talking, like, yelling, screaming. Like, there's always a regression.
We always
get into a family fight. Somebody leaves the trip early. Like, I guarantee you, when you come on a trip with my family, it's going to be crazy. And so we don't go on trips anymore, okay?
Okay.
We just don't.
Okay.
So my brother-in-law now, when I go to New York will just disappear for like the whole day. So one day I was like, Mark, where the hell are you at? I'm in my office, Allison. Because he's got an Australian accent. I'm like, okay.
Oh, he's an Aussie?
You're working on a Saturday? No, you're hiding from our family because we're crazy.
You playing solitaire on that laptop. Don't lie to me.
He's totally hiding.
He's hiding.
And I don't care if my sister hears this. I think he's hiding.
You think? I was going to say
he's come out a little more recently, but I'm like, Mark's hiding from us because he doesn't like his wife's family. Well, I can see it.
And sometimes.
He's always nice.
Let's not say that. Maybe he's protecting his peace.
That part. Okay, fine. He's nice. I mean, we hang out, but it's not like, you know.
He's not super involved, though, when you guys
are
around.
You can tell he's not a fan.
You don't think he's just, like, giving you guys family time or, you know, giving you guys the ability to enter the space?
As I was reading this, I realized I could have written this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a really nice guy, but he doesn't want the drama, and I don't blame him.
Girl, your witness protection name is Allison.
DZ, there's a reason I don't go anywhere close to my family a lot. Mm-hmm. My piece. So I understand him, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah.
So this guy is saying, listen, my sister-in-law, but I still think it's a jerk move.
Yeah.
I think he just needs to put up with it while they're in town. I get why this guy is annoyed, and I get why it disrupts his routine.
His flow.
This is family.
The kids.
When family comes to town, we take them in. Welcome to life, okay?
And the routine is changed. Honestly,
it's going to happen.
I remember as a kid when my cousins used to come up and visit us from Aurora. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It would always, the bedtime didn't matter for nothing or nobody. What we ate obviously changed.
Yep.
And what we were doing was just kind
of out
the window, and you vibed because you were spending time, you were bonding, and you were creating memories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did Dad feel that way? No. And to be completely honest, I'm thinking back on all the times we had family and people come over. My dad would dip. My dad would be gone, right? And then he'd come later, and he'd hang out for a little bit.
He's hiding.
Yeah, he was hiding.
He's hiding like this guy.
He was at work.
And that's why I think this is a jerky move, because I'm like, dude, all our families get on our nerves, okay? So just suck it up. You're a jerk. That's how I feel. We all get to a point with our family where we want to snap. I mean, who doesn't?
Now, can we call him a jerk for willingly acknowledging that this is what he needs? He's saying, we're about to go on a family trip.
I'm going
to
snap on the trip before we even go on the trip. It's going to be a disaster.
I can't make it the couple days that you're going to be here if we're still going to be a couple days with you after that. I gotta respect it, man.
He's saying, I don't like the sister-in-law.
That's bogus. That's jerky.
He's straight upset.
You got a bond. That's your family. That's
your
wife's family.
It.
Yeah, you
got to
deal
with it.
That's
the way I feel about my brother-in-law.
You got to deal with it.
I'm like, dude, come out of your room. Like, okay.
Come hang out with the
fam. I get that we're annoying, but you can come say hi.
You love us because we're annoying and you know it.
All right, 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town?
If he leaves the whole time, yes. Yes, genuinely, yeah. But I don't think he's leaving the whole time. He can't.
You don't think
he's got kids. He was saying, you can't just leave and not take the kids with you.
I say jerk, but then somebody texted in and said, he's not being a jerk because mental health comes first.
I hear that.
I try to avoid my sister-in-law as much as possible due to my mental health concerns. If someone creates a conflict that threatens my marriage and my home, I'll stay away from them regardless of how close they are to me.
You know what? I can't disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? I should say this as well, because this guy didn't say this in the message, but I also wonder if my brother-in-law, really, his wife also gets on his nerves because she turns into one of us when we're around. So this guy's wife, you know, we regress.
That's
right?
Partly what I was saying. Yeah. Like he's giving you the space for you guys to
be
our
crazy
be yourselves, be your family, regress. And he's going, listen, y'all go ahead and take over. Because I'll be real. When we go back to my wife's family, you see everybody regress little by little, and then all of a sudden,
all the sisters are fighting.
They're in their own little family dynamic, fighting, disagreeing, whether they're arguing or getting along, you know, in a little powwow, and you watch it happen and go, and you see it. This is all how you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the husbands looking at each other like, y'all trying to go outside or something? Y'all want to go throw the football around?
Anybody want to go to the garage?
Anybody want to go kick it with the kids outside? Y'all good? Let's go. We can't watch the game anyway. It's too loud in here.
Fair.
You know.
Fair. All right.
I respect it.
All right. Is he the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town? We're going to talk to you next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No way, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so he wants to know if he's the jerk for leaving town when his sister-in-law comes to town because he can't stand her.
He said, I'm out, my boy.
Go to Danielle in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you going jerk or not the jerk for leaving when his sister comes? Sister-in-law.
He is not the jerk. Ooh. Not the jerk. This is from experience.
Oh, go on.
My mother-in-law found out what he was saying, and I think the wife is the jerk, honestly.
Why?
Because it sounds like boundaries aren't being set. It sounds like the sister knows she can come over there and just disrupt everybody.
Do what she wants, yeah.
Yeah, do what she wants, leave messes, not clean up after her kids. Because, you know, probably the sister's going to run behind her because she probably misses her.
And his family, and you take care of family regardless.
But if you have no money, come on, you're like bringing in a single mom with two kids. What are you going to do? You're going to be like, don't stay with us to your own sister?
But with the single mom concept, we always support. Right. You know, we always wrap our arms with like, Mama Bear, you just take a seat. You know, let us hold you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And that's probably why she comes over there, because she can just do what she wants.
Yep. It's her time off, so she's on vacation. Somebody else is going to take care of them kids.
Exactly, I wish my family would do that.
We will.
Me too.
Right? Okay, so
if they don't set boundaries, it's going to get worse
it
and
is.
Worse until the
Not
sister
the jerk.
And her start clashing.
Wow.
Well, that's real and because I'm seeing, yes, I
they
can,
did
I can
say
feel
that.
That.
Didn't they say that in there? Something about you, wait, what was it in there that you could just tell that they regress or something?
Oh, yeah, that every time they get together, it turns into something.
It turns into something.
It always becomes an issue.
Eventually, the sister's going to get tired of taking care of her sister, you know, taking care of each other.
Yeah,
but if they set rules now,
she
won't even get to that point.
They clash politically, personally, how she handles her kids. All
that.
So everything you could hate about a person, he hates about her. It's like lovely.
They just don't get along.
They don't like each other.
And it's not like wifey doesn't know.
I don't like some of my family. I still hang out with them at family reunions. Give me a break.
It's certain things that people do that you cannot let keep going.
True.
Like, yeah, you can deal with certain family members, but
you're right, because you know what? It is his house. He did say it's my house.
But okay, I also hear how him leaving could also tear her sister's relationship apart, because she's going to go, dang, does he really hate me that much?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, that's why I need to have a talk. That's why I blame the wife is the problem.
Ooh,
yeah. He's the jerk. Ooh. Because she needs to tear her sister down and talk to her, or be like, you need something for us to say. You have to donate some blood or something and get you a hotel.
Well, Danielle's triggered because she gets it.
Danielle said, from experience,
let me
not
tell
the
you.
Jerk.
All right.
We appreciate you.
Danielle,
have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Much love. Bye.
Let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan. I think she's going to go the other way today.
No.
I don't think Lisa's going to say not the jerk. Just saying. He wants to know if he's the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town. He can't stand her, and he just can't stand that she stays with them. Hey, Lisa.
Morning.
Good morning. It's Friday.
Weba. Jerk or not the jerk?
Jerk.
Flat? Just like that?
Thank you.
Flat like that. I mean, I get that people need to have boundaries and personal space, but he put in his email that he's wanting to stay at his in-law's house for those few days. Like, I get if you want to go out for a few hours, blow off some steam, separate yourself, but to literally
remove
out
yourself.
For those.
Yeah.
I follow.
Like, that's just. It feels
really rude, and I'm telling you,
feels
as
really
someone,
childish.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, if you can't stand them, what do you do besides remove yourself? You're going to get in a fight. I don't know why I'm arguing with you. I agree with you.
Agree
so
with
anyway,
her, right?
Never mind, Lisa. Forget what I
said.
It feels like the respectful thing to do when you dislike somebody that much. I ain't going to stop you from coming here, but since I can't stop you from coming here, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to avoid your sister-in-law for the rest of your married life?
Right.
Well, and maybe
like
he's
at
not
some
being.
Point,
he needs to be real at some point. What, Lisa?
Well, he sounds like he's really controlling. The fact that he put all that stuff about, like, I have to do this when they leave and that when they leave and this and that, and hire
the boys'
extra
routines
cleaning
and
sessions.
He sounds neurotic. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to flow when family comes
and
to
compromise.
Town and be adaptable and figure things out, because that's family.
Poppy doesn't float whatsoever. He sinks like a rock when he gets put in the water that's not his own.
And let's be real. I don't know if he said this necessarily. He goes off on the sister-in-law, but I also see with my family, I see my sister regress, and I can't help but wonder if my brother-in-law is actually staying away from her, not us.
Oh.
Does that make any sense? But this is not my story, but I have seen my sister regress, and then my brother-in-law be like, I'm out.
No, that's deeper layer.
Because if my sister gets into a fight with us, then my brother-in-law is like, I'm out, right?
You have to distance yourself
about the
a little
wife?
Bit, because when you're in a relationship, and I'll be honest, I see it happen with me and Aaron. I'll go, oh, you in sister mode right now. You do your thing.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not saying,
that's
like, I'm taking
a leave for a few hours.
Yeah,
go leave for a few hours, blow off some steam, but not for
not
days.
Not days. I completely agree with that. That's what makes it jerky.
I follow that completely, though. You're saying, listen, you have your own peace, your own life, your own love, your own mode of operating with your partner. When family gets involved, your mode of operating with your partner is not the same no more.
No, it changes.
No,
it's the
not,
dynamic.
Just not, not until bedtime, you know?
All right, Lisa, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, fam.
Bye. Shout out to Quick Trip.
Shout out KT.
Okay, bye.
Much love, bye.
All right, last but not least, John is going to be our tiebreaker in Mequon.
Well, John and Mequon.
John, are you on the golf course
or are you
right
on
now?
The yacht since it's still warm?
Morning, how you doing?
Hi.
Oh, you country Mequon.
Oh, it's Steensville, my bad.
Yeah. You closer to the boundary or Poppy, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, John, jerk or not the jerk, you're the tiebreaker for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town.
No, not the jerk.
Oh!
My man.
I guess
wow.
I'm out.
Wow.
Not the jerk. Why? Do you have this experience, John, or what?
I have had that experience, but that's why I'm divorced.
Wait, because you didn't leave? What do you mean?
Or you did leave?
Mainly because of the fact that, obviously, my ex, her sister would always belittle everything that we did. And so it was like...
It caused a problem in your relationship.
Yep. Yeah. And my ex basically just, like, overlooked it because of
it's her sister, because it's her family, and it's easy. We don't care. We roll, we fight, then we get over it. Yeah, it's family.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, you know, when I would just, like, go down to the bar for a couple hours and everything like that, come back, it's like they were still arguing about the same subject.
Mm-hmm. That is hysterical and so relatable.
That's siblings.
That's so relatable.
You ain't going to let it go because it's siblings. But you also ain't going to let them go because they're siblings, you know.
That's so funny.
It's just one of those things that's like, you know, when you see family members fighting, it's family.
Yeah.
So even if you are a spouse, stay out of it.
Oh my gosh, John, I'm so glad you said that, because DZ and I have talked about this, and DZ has said to me, when something's going on with my wife's family, I just stay out of it, because I'll, you know, if I do, like, I'll try to have your back, but they're on their own fight. It has nothing to do with you.
I got my wife's back if she says, Poppy.
Right,
otherwise,
but if not, stay out of it.
She's handled that her whole life. Why would I interject?
You shouldn't. No.
I don't need to.
Because you can't win, because they're going to be fine then, in the end, and then you stood up for nothing.
And then somehow now I'm getting jumped.
Right.
When I was just trying to
by
help.
By all of them by who are all, now getting along.
Right. Now I'm getting curved down by sisters, by the gang, by sisterhood of traveling pants over here.
Well, and it also depends on how many siblings they have. So if it's like just one sibling, it's you know, it's controversy between the two. But when you got three or four,
I have three girls in my family. It's crazy.
Yeah, you
town.
Rack them up.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Yeah. All right.
Listen, we follow, John.
We follow.
Appreciate
thanks,
you, John
thanks,
and Mequan.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too, man.
Bye.
Peace, bro.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
All right, so there you go. Not the jerk for leaving when his sister-in-law comes to town, okay?
Wow.
Fair
okay.
enough. You guys
okay.
decide.
Yeah.
All right, we have to give away the last pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers, because they're going to be in town. Oh, my gosh.
Any day now.
Any day. 9 days. 9 days away. And that's exciting. And then after that, Dumpster Fire Dating's back.
Ooh,
I know you've been waiting.
I'm here for the integrations.
You know how many people came up to me this week and were like, what did the guy say in the message? And I go, do you want to see it, or do you want me to tell you?
Oh, Lord.
And they were like, either one. I'm like, well, if I say it, you're never going to unhear the dirty things I'm about to say to you. So do you want to see it, or do you want to?
You choose.
So I'll give you an update on that. But anyway, we have to give away these Jonas Brothers tickets. 414-533-1037. They're coming on October 12th. So let's take caller 12. Why not?
I like it.
Caller 12, you are going to go see the Jonas Brothers. 414-533-1037. Going to be such a good show on a Sunday night. Kiss FM.
Is Will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Ugh. Talk about a dumpster fire.
Yeah, this is you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, you know, I told you about the guy last week who sent me a message out of nowhere at 12 a.m., and this guy and I have never had any kind of dirty discussions, and it was really dirty.
When I say this is you, this one's all
thank
you, dog. Whoa.
That's fine. Well, so, you know, I didn't know what to do with it because I was so appalled, so I did write him back, and I said, because he sent a really inappropriate...
Very forward message.
Very forward, very out of nowhere, forward. Which kind of just, it was out of nowhere. We hadn't had those talks at all.
Yeah.
So I replied, and when was that? Replied on September 26th. He never even opened it. So he started posting things like on his feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay, so you're active and you're ignoring it because you must be embarrassed that you sent me this random. I think he's embarrassed.
You think that he. Because you said he sent it a
little
late.
He would always message me.
What time was it at when he sent that?
12.04 a.m.
You think maybe, possibly, he doesn't necessarily recall sending said message. And then when he looked back in the thread, he went...
He should be.
Mortified. I said that? I
no.
Did.
Oh. I wonder. There's
does he
something
even care?
Going on.
You know
I don't
what I mean?
I don't know. But so then he's posting and he would always like... We don't message that much. You know, he's just this guy I met... on a dating app years ago, and we follow each other on social. We never actually met up. So I forget about him and I move on with my life, if you want me to be honest. So when I get that message, I'm like, oh, that was aggressive. And then he just never opened it, never answered.
Never
so yesterday
anything.
I was like, oh, he's trying to avoid it because he's embarrassed. So I'm just going to unfollow this guy because I don't have time for somebody who, one, sends a drunk text and then can't communicate. Like, I'm good, dude. Like, I have never met you. I don't know you. You're not going to at least own the message you sent. Just
that
own
part.
It, my guy, because that might have been hot. But now I'm weirded out by you. Now you're just weird.
And that's kind of what I feel
weird.
Like is coming at. You
just
know,
cause strange.
There's one thing to, you know, stand 10 toes, say something that forward, you know, to what some people would consider a little lewd and disrespectful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
Some women would not take kindly to that.
Well, because it depends on where you're at in that point of conversation,
yeah.
Right? If you're just kindling something and you don't even know this man like that. You're not going to receive something like that. And that was bold to send it.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Right.
You know, I get a little weird saying it to my wife. You know? Like, I'm like.
Right. You're even like, is this too far?
Woo. And we're not wet blankets, right? But
right,
I'm like, dang.
Right.
Like, you really got to be confident to say something like
you
that.
You do. But then be confident in and come in on the back end, no pun intended, come in and, you know, own it then that you said that to me and you said something inappropriate. Own it. Because and now I'm just, then I got turned off and I was like, I'm unfollowing you. This is stupid.
And even if there's regrets by saying that, because you're like, oh my goodness, wow. Because
I would have been like, oh, I drank too much. Ha 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 ha.
You could play that off. Nothing. You can say something. You can apologize. There's a myriad of ways, but not saying anything and just like washing it out.
It's weird.
Ghosting in a sense, that's weird.
Well, especially with, there's no history, I guess, so he doesn't have to have any accountability. He doesn't really owe me anything. It's just strange that he doesn't. If we were like dating, there should be some, but I'm like, okay, you just sent a really inappropriate message and you didn't own it. So next.
Yeah, no, I guess you're accurate in saying
that. It's
going
to be a problem later, you know?
Because you guys don't have any history. So
no.
him saying that and not following up isn't necessarily the biggest deal, but then that really does just as mean there was nothing that was going to spring from that.
Yeah, nothing.
And it kind of lets you know right then and there. So maybe he did do the right thing.
Well, my sister, when she called me the other day, Penny, she was like, what's with the dudes? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
She's like, nobody? I go, nobody. She goes, you talking to anybody? I go, nope. She goes, why? I go, because I don't care and I'm busy and I have zero thoughts about that right now. I've said this for weeks.
Yeah, you have.
I'm just living my life.
Maybe you should get a pet.
Maybe it is time for a dog. Maybe. This is the full circle moment,
you know,
on Allie and DZ, where it's, I need a dog and not, because I had enough for human dogs. I'm good now.
I'll
take a real dog at this point.
It's no longer dumpster fire dating.
Don't care.
It's dumpster fire dogs.
My heart is not on fire. It is not lit up. It is uninspired. It is bored, and it is fine doing other things.
I think it's completely satisfied in other ways, to where being fulfilled in a dating realm right now,
it's just not it.
It isn't going to do anything for you, but add extra distraction.
Thank you, because we have so much going on in our lives, and we have full lives. We are very busy at work.
Yep.
I am very busy with my children.
Yep.
They are back in school now, which should have made it better. It hasn't. We're busier than ever. You know what I mean?
The older they get, the busier they get. True.
Yeah, it's just a matter of. And then I want to collapse at 7 p.m. I'm not thinking about going on a date.
Right.
You know?
And then, yeah.
And now it's dark.
And you add everything else on top of that, bro.
Yeah.
That's just the things we talk about so freely and openly, right? It's some of the realest of real lives that happens that you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how I'm dealing with that right now.
I know everybody loves my dating life, but it's just, I have nothing for you. But I will say this. They came out with the list of the top dating trends for 2026.
Dating one of the dating trends?
I wish. But it's not. They basically asked 6,000 singles what they want to focus on, what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got a new trend for 2026.
What'd
and I'll
say?
Tell you next.
Ooh.
I'll tell you exactly what singles are saying they want now.
All right.
It's not what it used to be, I'll tell you that.
Let's see if this list coincides with your views.
I'll tell you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Okay, I know we're in the middle of dumpster fire dating, but I just had to let a very nice older man in the building, and I go, he's working on our tower, like our transmitter.
Our transmitter, like
they climb it.
Towers, yeah.
And I said to him, I said, you're very brave working on that, climbing up that thing. He goes, there's a thin line between brave and stupid. And then he went to the bathroom.
That boy been toting that line for decades.
You guys, it was so funny.
That man seen some things.
Oh, he was funny. He's right, though. I wouldn't climb that tower. It's crazy. Anyway, okay, so back to dumpster fire. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, you're just happy being alone and
this
happy where you are.
Ding, ding, ding.
And I feel that in my soul. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm content. I'm not in any need for any romance. If it comes, great. But
and that's exactly what that means. I feel like being content, happy where you are, also busy and at a different point in your life where you're focused on so many other things, it doesn't mean you're unhappy. But it also doesn't mean that you're not craving, you know, a little, you know, compassion from somebody
else. For sure.
Companionship.
Attention.
Companionship. Mm-hmm. All that.
Yes, I have moments where I do crave it, and then moments where I'm so happy I'm alone in my bed with nobody bothering me. I have both of those feelings, if that makes any sense.
That's being a human.
Yeah, fair. Okay, so they came up with this list. Before we go to the phones and see what people want to say about my love of being single, they're saying that the dating trend for 2026, get this is so corny, involves chemistry. Not chemistry, chemistry. Riz tree, which means catching unexpected chemistry with someone you didn't think you'd be into. It's basically falling in for someone you didn't think you'd fall for who has Riz and sweat. They're putting Riz into chemistry.
Yeah. Okay. But so it's the unexpected chemistry that's... So the Prince Charming concept.
Singles say they're very into meeting cute people who are unapologetically authentic. That is what they want. Sincerity, spontaneity, and just good vibes, which, I love this, but the problem is people get so in their feelings. Mm-hmm. You have these people who think they're dating someone they're not because they've been on one or two dates, and they think they're exclusive when they're not, and then it gets all awkward. I keep dealing with this. I was dealing with somebody I know who had been seeing a guy for 3 weeks, and she got upset he was still on the apps, and I go, you've only been dating him for 3 weeks. Why would he be off the apps? That's weird.
Right.
And she's like, I think it's weird he's on him. I go, I think it's weird you expect him to drop him after 3 weeks. So this is where you see the problems with dating.
Yeah, the disconnect.
The expectations are crazy sometimes.
Drastically different. And everybody's also putting that best foot forward to where you're like, yeah, all that Riz that you're talking about, mm-hmm. all that aura that these kids is on, all this like, oh, his vibes, his this, their that, her energy. It's because she is pushing that into your atmosphere tenfold. He is sitting there trying to Riz you up with the craziest. Once you guys really lock in that relationship, y'all gonna start farting in front of each other.
Get this. They said status flexing is in. According to for 2026,
what?
Situationships are out and defining the relationship is in.
Oh, that's what
I
they
love
mean.
That.
I thought they meant like life status.
I love that.
They're flexing what they're doing.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you don't know where your relationship is, period, that's on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are afraid to ask or have these discussions, you're not together.
So
you're not even near together if you're afraid to talk about it, period.
What you're saying is the situationship is dead.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
For 2026 is that we're now talking about where we're at.
I respect it.
Asking, and I think that's a period, you know, a lot of women holding men accountable because women are so afraid to ask a lot of these questions that the fear that they're going to lose the guy takes advantage of it and then they never talk about it and then they go, he's a dog. And it's really just, well, you didn't state your boundaries, so why?
And he wasn't going to push nothing on
and
you.
And he's not going to push it if you're not pushing it.
Turn into the creep because now he's flexing on you.
He doesn't want to be in a relationship or he would with you. Or vice versa.
Say that because sometimes it knows, and I definitely don't think because in a lot of cases it's the guy also going, hey, I don't want to push anything on you and turn you off from the relationship. We've got a good thing going. If you don't want to take it more seriously,
why mess it up?
You know
That's
what I mean?
Fair.
It's the fear of losing what you do got by taking those next steps. It's like, listen, we're rocking amazingly right now.
We don't need more.
We take a deeper plunge, we might ruin this baby girl. While we could walk slowly. In a lot of senses, you know, women and more sensitive people, not just women, tend to want to run in a relationship rather than just walk.
Yeah, 100%.
People need
to slow down.
Slow down.
I agree with
that. And
the
situationship is not healthy or conducive to either side of that. So I'm glad that's a wash.
I am too. They said curveball crushing is in for 2026, where that's connecting with someone outside your usual type. 42% of singles have had luck with that.
You lost me with the curveball crushing.
It just means you like someone you don't normally like. But that doesn't work for me because I got every type in the book. Give me a break. Okay, let's go to the phones. I'm scared. Yeah. Ariana's in West Dallas.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're doing dumpster fire dating, talking about what the trends are for 2026, because I'm out. I'm taking a sabbatical.
Buenos días, little Bad Bunny. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if Bad Bunny wants to call me, I'm in. I mean, what's up? I would.
Se Titi me pregunto. We support.
Buenos días, amigos. How are you, my friend?
How are we doing?
You know, I'm fine. I just don't have time for this nonsense.
I told you.
What?
How long have I told you? I'll be your wing woman, ma'am.
No, I don't even care, though.
I don't even need the wing woman right now.
I just want to go have fun with my friends, but I can't even find time to do that.
Right. Nah, for real, though.
But, I mean, I'm not trying to be explicit, but some people need some eggplant nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She said, you don't gotta want to be exclusive or want to have no man in your life to do what you need to do.
I don't even know what eggplant looks like anymore, okay? I haven't been to the grocery store in a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't been to the produce section in a long time.
I'm turning my mic off.
I need vegetables badly. Okay, thanks, Ariana. Bye.
We love you, fam. She's on one this morning.
Let's hope Roger isn't. Last but not least.
Oh, Lord.
Dumpster fire dating.
Let's hope Roger isn't. Famous last words.
Yo, Ali DZ, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the Algae. If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go. Woo, Roger. You're married happily for many years, like DZ.
For sure.
I'm giving up. I don't care.
You're not giving up.
My heart's not in it. Pun intended.
My taller than me little sister, it's not over for you. You just like the dating buffet, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let you cook.
So what Roger is saying, get back in the kitchen and go to the store first and hit the produce section.
You're doing the right thing. I mean, you're not satisfied with what's out there, then you just keep it moving.
I'm not forcing
anything.
You find
what you want. That's what Allie's about. She wants what she wants, just like the dog. We ain't going to sell her a cat because that's what she wants.
You know what? Roger.
She's going to get the dog.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Happy Friday. Happy October 3rd.
All that.
Yes, it's the 3rd. Your lucky number.
I'll do it.
Something good's got to happen.
Something good better happen.
Well, and I said to you, I said, DZ, you know, a lot happens behind the scenes.
Yes.
And you were stressed out because you have a dumpster coming to your house today because you're getting a new roof.
I'm in panic mode. I ain't going to lie.
And I was like, we can wrap it up. You can run home on a Friday and we'll figure this show show out, but you're like, no, I'll stay.
Yeah.
But the dumpster's coming today. So what is going on with this roof and permits? And I need to know everything.
Okay, so listen, bro. We were misled so poorly in this entire endeavor from top to bottom.
By who?
But just a lot of people we talked to. And it took me having to talk to, you know, friends with businesses and friends that have done this for their business for them to look at us and go, no, trust us.
So wait, you got misled about how to get a new roof?
We got misled about the process we needed to go through to get a roof. We got misled about the process we needed to go through to get the dumpster. We got misled about the process we needed to get to do our carpet and to blow out one of our interior walls that we're trying to do to make a little more through space inside of our home. Can I tell you that you don't need a permit to replace your roof in the state of Wisconsin?
You don't.
No, you don't.
Good to know.
Yeah, good to know.
Good to know.
If you're not doing any work on the trusses, like the actual structural, you know, anchor, the A formation of the home. If
you don't need a permit?
You don't need to ask nobody, tell nobody, or look at nobody when you're replacing your roof.
Well, anyway, listen, if I sell my house anyway, when the inspector rolls through and asks, when did this happen? I'm going to be like, I don't know. Must have been before I got here.
Who knows?
The last inspector must have missed it. I don't know. Did you need a permit for that?
Now, rather roof life stuff somewhat. Like that. Like,
not really.
No, not really. But we went through so many of these processes. We asked people about, did we need a permit to knock down this wall that divides? And it's not even a whole wall. It's just a bookshelf. Do we need a permit to knock down this bookshelf between our living room and our kitchen? No, we don't. People told us we did. Oh yeah, you need a permit for that. You got to go
through.
Who told you that? Structural.
Do you remember?
We had some people come through and tell us
friends.
Some quotes. No, not friends. We had some.
That's
people
what I'm getting at. It was
quotes.
Roofers.
It was roofers, some workers, some other people, and then we went got more quotes from people that actually do this job well and people that we thankfully know, and they went and told us, nah, you don't need a permit for that.
Well, it made sense what you said about you only need it if you're messing with the structure, not the roof, like that. That makes sense. So people are telling them, you need a permit, and you don't. That is messed up.
So guess what this weekend now turned into?
What?
At first, we were just like, oh, great, the roof we could do. We're going to have to get a permit, whatever. The second we were told we didn't need a permit for the roof to rip out our carpet or to knock down half of a wall, we went, oh, we're doing all that this weekend then. Oh, we're jumping into work, baby. We gonna rip out that carpet because there's hardwood underneath.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're going to knock that wall out and patch it up so beautifully.
And what are you going to do about it?
Ain't nobody going to do a single thing about it because now I'm in go mode. I was frustrated.
I don't blame you.
I'm frustrated because I got misled.
Yeah, and I don't blame you.
I felt like I got taken advantage of in a certain scenario where it's like people were telling me things that we did not need whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was going to cost us infinitely more money. Because permits are not cheap.
I'm trying to think when I got misled. Probably when they had a plumber come in who wasn't a plumber into my house and mess up my whole bathroom. They had to bring a whole new guy in who actually knew what he was doing.
I remember that.
But not before he destroyed everything. And I'll never forget when I was dating. Oh my God, I was dating pottery guy 100 years ago. And he came over and I said, can you fix my sink? And he got under my sink. He goes, you don't even have the right pipes under here. I go,
You're kidding me.
You're kidding. He goes, no, dude. He goes, let's go to Home Depot. I go, are you kidding me?
Let's go to Home Depot.
So, you know, you want to talk about being misled, especially with work on your house? Hell yeah, because now I'm fired up, dude. Now I'm mad.
And it might be work on the house,
but
right?
Sometimes you do need stuff, but so many people try to sideswipe the permit. Mm-hmm. But so many people, the fact that they're telling you, it's one thing to try to sideswipe it. It's another to say you need one when you don't. Now that's wild.
Now where they were, right, where we do need a permit and where we stopped the planning was we want to add a back door into the backyard.
You would need a permit.
Our big window that's in like directly in the back of the house that you can see
bay
the backyard.
Window, yeah.
That bay window, we want to turn that into a sliding glass door.
Smart.
Great. Especially with kids, pets, whatever.
Right into your backyard. Smart.
Since that is now breaching the inside outside, we'd have to change technically
the
structure.
Get a permit.
Now, we need a permit. So that job is frozen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the rest, knocking that wall out, ooh. Me and some of the homies about to take a sledgehammer to that bad boy.
Let's go to the phones, 414-533-1037. And you can also text in or call that. When was the last time you were misled? That's what we want to know. Let's pick up a line, see what they have to say, because I feel you, and you're going to trigger a lot of people with this one, because DZ's trying to get this new roof and do all these things, and they're misleading them.
The roof, the carpet, and knocking that wall out. That's carpet. What's getting done this weekend, baby.
Do the carpet all day, man. The flooring, please.
Ooh, we can't wait.
Ooh, hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, Allie, it's Allie from Milwaukee.
No way! I was just talking to DZ about you off the air!
Is this the Allie you were talking about?
Oh, I gotta talk to you off the air. She had the exact same surgery as you. I met her at the gym yesterday.
She
was getting a tour. And she was...
Allie was so kind to show me the ladies' room.
Oh, yeah, I took her into the locker room. I go, come here, girl, I'll tell you. Because she was getting a tour by one of the guys at the Princeton Club.
Okay,
I go,
come
here, girlfriend.
But I got you, baby.
So I was with her, and I was talking to her because she had the same surgery as you on her knee.
On your knee, too?
At the same time.
Mm-hmm, yep.
No way.
But you don't want to hear that she's running now. So we're going to talk to you off the air. Hold on, Allie.
Oh, you're cool.
And we will, unless you have a story about being misled, otherwise, hold on, girlfriend. I don't want you to go anywhere.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Hold on. Okay, good. Fine. I can see the other lines ringing. Okay, good. We'll get to you guys next. Hold on. You do have to talk to Allie.
Yeah.
Talk to her. We'll get some calls. When's the last time you were misled? And then we'll be back.
Hold on.
Kiss FM. When's the last time you were misled? 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. You guys are killing me saying the last time I got misled was when I got married. Stop it.
Y'all better chill,
bro. You guys are funny right now.
Hey, we did ask a general question.
We did. Let's go to the phones. Our girl Bella is in Kenosha this morning. We haven't talked to her in a minute.
Facts.
Bella, good morning.
Buenos dias, fam.
Buenos dias.
So DZ is stressed because all these people misled him.
Oh, I bet you are.
I'd be so annoyed, too.
Well, and now we got this dumpster coming in, so of course we want to do all this work now. We got the dumpster. We're tearing this wall out.
Right.
We're tearing this carpet out. Let's do it in one fell swoop.
Yep.
You know?
That's a lot of work.
It is. It is. I'm going to be sore. You ain't wrong.
A lot of work. Yeah, you are. I was literally thinking that. I'm like, who's going to be pulling up all those staples?
Me.
Yeah.
Me. Because everybody else is going to be on our roof. So
and
I'm
going to
be.
I'm going to 9 Taylor Swift parties, so I'll be busy.
Oh, I'll be there too. Oh, I'll be at those also.
We're busy. We don't have anything going on this weekend other than Taylor Swift parties. The ALS walk on Sunday. I got that. I mean, nothing going on.
I wouldn't love
here.
For somebody else to be doing this except for me, but whatever.
All right. So, Bella, when's the last time you were misled?
Well, pretty much any time I've done an improvement at my house since the day that I bought it, like 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
So I would be rich if I had all the money that I didn't have to, like, that I would have saved if I didn't have to redo projects.
Respend something.
Someone did it wrong the first time. Like,
yep, like I talked about.
Gut my whole bathroom. And then when the guy came in to lay the tub, because I was like, the one thing I'm going to buy myself is a Whirlpool tub.
Yeah.
And then the guy came in, he's like, you have to gut this entire thing and do it all over again.
No.
He didn't do this right.
No. Wait, yeah. what did he do wrong? Do you remember?
The flooring, like the whatever, the concrete like wall that you're supposed to put in underneath.
Yeah.
The subfloor.
The waterproof subfloor. Yeah. He didn't do that?
So all the tile had to come out that had just gotten set. The tub had to be reset again. The drywall had to be redone again.
Oh, full gut.
Everything.
He did it all wrong. He did it all wrong.
What a moron.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the roof, when that got done, they didn't do it right, so someone else had to come fix that.
Oh, buy a house, everyone.
If we could do a whole segment on all the things that people did wrong that you had to have somebody come in and fix because you trusted and this is why we have trust issues, especially with people working on stuff, and why you got to work with somebody you know, and then it gets even more awkward.
And this is why I follow the repair guy in my house.
You're so smart.
But the most recent one was when I had my fence, paid the guy to do the fence. And then I'm like, okay, this is where it's going to go. I have my survey. He's like, no, I'm not doing it that way. And I lost like 3 feet in my yard.
You're kidding.
Of like the property line. And then finally someone came out like, no, you were right. You were right.
Yeah. That's a problem. Because fences, posts, that stuff ain't
that
easy
would
to
set
move.
Me off.
No, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's done. Once it's in the ground, when you have a big hole it's in the done. Ground now, unbelievable. Yeah.
So wow. That was one of those things where I'm like, I am sweet, but we'll throw hands.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
3 feet worth of hands, bro. That's my property over there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good luck to you, DZ. God bless.
Thank you. Amen.
You're gonna need it.
Amen.
All right, Bella.
Happy Friday, y'all. Love you.
Bye. Love you back. Bye.
Wow. Dang. So we're not alone.
No,
I mean,
we're
people
not.
Get misled, and at least you weren't doing any work when you got misled. She went through what I went through where work was done, and yeah. You had to go in and redo it.
It's saving grace. We hadn't started.
Crazy.
You know, but our garage is done, though. The garage?
Is already done?
Dude.
Nice.
Chris, my father-in-law, done flew through
he
that bad boy.
It.
24 hours, said bing, bang, we're done.
Hell yeah.
Onto the roof.
Hell yeah. What's Carl and Indy want to say, by the way? We're talking about the last time you were misled. People were telling DZ he needed permits for his roof, and he doesn't.
Lies. They said permits and to tear out the wall. I don't need permits for none of that.
Whatever. Mm. Hi, Carl.
Morning, morning, buenos dios.
Buenos dios.
Buenos dios.
It's
Carl.
Been 2 weeks.
Since we talked to you?
No, it hasn't.
No. Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Poppy, well, you've been so
it's
busy.
It's been a couple weeks.
You've been too busy,
Carl,
for us?
Yeah.
Are you too good for us?
No, I've been trying to call into the show.
Oh, well.
You ain't getting
listen,
through.
Listen, okay. I told everybody, when everybody goes back to school, the phones get hard to get in again. I don't blame the
people
back
get mad
back
at
to
us.
School.
Y'all mad at us? Y'all
I'm
don't
want
to talk to me? No. Y'all just got to keep calling,
no,
y'all.
We love you.
You know how it is. We answer what we can.
Carl, you made it through. So when's the last time you were misled, Carl?
Actually, I got misled when because I'm a Lyft driver. I was misled because someone would tell me, "Oh, I promise I'll give you a tip," and then no tip afterwards.
Yep.
Oh, that would set me off.
Don't say anything to me about a tip.
You're gonna say I'm gonna tip you, and then you don't. Screw
not, not only are you misleading, you're a liar, and you're a just bad person.
Bye.
Bye.
Next.
Not bye.
Next. Oh, it's about Travis Kelce.
That's that new.
Brand new Taylor Swift. The album dropped at midnight because it's October 3rd. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. So, if you're wondering what that track is about, it's called The Fate of Ophelia, which would be a Hamlet character.
Yeah.
And they're saying that Taylor basically used that song to change the fate of a Hamlet character and say, well, Ophelia drowned, but in Taylor Swift's song, Travis Kelce came and saved her before she drowned, which is adorable. And I love it.
Okay.
So I'm into that. So that's what they're saying. Because every song has a very deep meaning with Taylor Swift. There's no coincidences.
Correct.
She's intentional with her writing.
Well, and if you know the story of Hamlet, you know how tragic of a love story that, you know, the loss of Ophelia was, mm-hmm. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So that, it's almost like a triple entendre because she's saying, that didn't happen in this story, baby.
Yeah.
I ain't drowning. You done pulled me out the water there, Superman.
Resurrection, baby. Oh,
did I get chills over that love
chills.
Story?
I have chills over
Hold
their
on.
Love story because
nah.
I love them because they love each other
nah.
and they support each other. I told you this. I love how he doesn't care what people thing.
Yep.
I love how he supports her pop music in an NFL world and says, that's my girl. I love him.
That's my girl and I'm going to stand behind
yeah,
her.
Yeah, there's no shame. He's proud of her and I love them.
Be.
They're
how
so And she's
be.
Proud of him and we see at the football games. They're
mm-hmm.
cute. So
mm-hmm.
there it is, the new Taylor Swift and the meaning. Travis saved her. So, okay. That's not all that happens. So Taylor Swift weekend, I call it, because
yes.
her album came out at midnight. So we're going to be at the movie tomorrow morning, and then we're going to be at the rave tomorrow night for the Taylor Swift dance party.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I'm doing the ALS walk. But there's more going on in Milwaukee.
Well, today at 7 o'clock, gee, we almost forgot. They got a whole little On the Record with Taylor Swift going down.
Oh, that's right, on
here.
Kiss FM.
So you about to go inside the making of the life of a showgirl with literally the one and only Taylor Swift.
Nice pull, DZ. A very special night of Taylor Swift on Kiss FM at 7 o'clock. And let's not forget the Brewers and the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's kind of, you know, kind of gets washed
the
out.
The Cubs
Taylor,
still really. Suck. The Cubs still suck. I'll make a new song for you.
Go ahead.
Because you like the Cubs. Forget you, DZ.
I'm going to talk
Can't
my talk.
You.
Yeah, I'm gonna let this one rock. Because I ain't
Can't
gonna say,
stand
I'm not going
right
to say I'm
now.
Nervous.
You should be.
But
you
I'm
should
nervous.
Be nervous.
I'm nervous.
Go Brewers!
Man,
we're doing it. And
the
playing
is
the
hot.
Cubs.
The
is,
team is so
it's
hot.
It's going to be
man.
A hell of a weekend, let me tell you.
It's going to be a great matchup, that's for sure.
It is, absolutely.
It's a busy weekend in Milwaukee.
It's a very busy weekend because you said it. We got the Milwaukee Marathon.
I
got
to plan my route for the dance.
The walk
party
the Hoenn.
The
yeah, because
yeah.
you're not going to be able to get across the Hoenn. Well, that'll be done by night.
It's the Milwaukee Marathon.
Do
be
they
surprised.
Shut? They keep it shut down at night?
Well, gee, it's because it's a 2-day event. It's
oh,
Saturday
God.
And Sunday.
It's like when they can't shut down 894 and the Hoenn.
I know they reopen it, but it's like it's the one off to where it's going to throw schedules off. It's going to throw
yeah.
routes off. All of a sudden, bro, my neighborhood is smack
Baby
dab
you.
In the middle of
Baby
the route.
You.
I can't get out of my neighborhood a regular way this weekend.
We need a helicopter.
For real, I need an extraction. Like, I need an extraction team.
You need someone to come get you. Oh, no. I'm going to be Ubering. All the way around, if otherwise. All the way around.
I got to go through St. Francis. I can't go my regular
routes. You'll live, actually. You'll be fine.
Well, all right.
Well, okay, so it's a crazy weekend because it's Taylor Swift Day. Tomorrow, we have two Taylor Swift parties. Then Sunday, I have the ALS Walk, the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon and Walk the Hoens going on. And the Brewers are going to destroy the Cubs.
All that.
What a weekend in Milwaukee.
We're busy.
Let's go.
I think we missed something, but at this rate, bro.
Just that the Cubs still suck. You're welcome, DZ.
I can't
see you on
you.
Monday.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.